Chapter 9, The Two Men in Black. Later that day, Dom Claude was strolling along the square when he passed by two men laughing and chatting. "What is the matter, Phoebus?" one man said. The archdeacon froze. Phoebus, could this be the person that Pierre had mentioned earlier? He quickly moved into the shadows to listen. "Blood and thunder," Phoebus cursed. "Those wretched women, they are so cruel." "Calm down," his companion said. "Go with me to the tavern. That'll take your mind off it, and you can relax." Phoebus nodded. "That's an excellent idea." Dom Claude had to know more about this man. He wrapped his cloak around himself and followed, making sure they didn't see him slinking behind. But he was close enough to hear what they were saying. As they turned the corner, Phoebus pulled back. "Wait," he said to his friend. "The gypsy girl. I can hear her tambourine. She's just up the street. I can't let her see me." Intrigued, Dom Claude drew in closer. He didn't want to miss a word. "Do you know her?" the man asked Phoebus. The captain grinned. "Indeed, I have charmed her. She has agreed to meet me tonight at 7 o'clock. "Do you think she'll come?" Phoebus threw his head back and laughed. "Of course she will." The man clapped Phoebus on the back. "Captain, you are one lucky fellow." The archdeacon heard every syllable of the conversation. He gritted his teeth and seethed with anger. He had to follow them and see if the gypsy really would come to meet the captain. The two men headed into the busy tavern, and Dom Frollo waited. He stayed hidden and watched the clock on the tower, knowing that they would be out before 7 o'clock. Finally, at 7:15, both men came stumbling out. They were grinning and singing as they swayed with their arms around each other. "Well, now," Phoebus said, "I must be on my way. I can't keep my little gypsy girl waiting." The two men shook hands and parted. Phoebus walked along, glancing over his shoulder now and again. He had an odd feeling that someone was behind him. Finally, he turned and spoke to the phantom follower. "If you are a robber, then you're out of luck. I don't have any money." The man in the dark cloak reached out and grasped the captain's arm. He kept his head down to hide his face. "Captain Phoebus," he said. Phoebus tried to pull his arm away, but the man held tight. "You know my name?" Phoebus asked the stranger. The man in the cloak looked up, his eyes dark and piercing. "Not only do I know your name, but I also know where you are going." "What is it you want?" the captain asked. "I simply want to know her name," the stranger replied. The captain hesitated, then said, "Esmeralda." "You liar," the cloaked man raged. Phoebus jerked his arm free of the stranger's grasp. "You dare call me a liar? Draw your sword immediately." Phoebus pulled his own sword from its scabbard and held it up. But the man in the cloak stepped away. "It's nearly 7. If you take the time to fight me, you'll miss your appointment with the gypsy." The captain sheathed his glistening sword. "You are right. I have no time for you." He turned to go, but the man said, "If you're meeting her at a tavern, you'll need money. Here." He drew out a small money bag and held it up. "That's generous," Phoebus said, reaching for it. But the stranger pulled it back. "I'll give it to you on one condition. Let me follow you. I want to see for myself that you are really meeting Esmeralda. I promise she won't see me." The captain said, "It doesn't matter to me. If you want to come along, then let's go." He took the money, and they hurried away.